This is the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. Your net control station this evening is N8VJF, November 8, Victor Juliet Foxtrot. My name is Mark, and I'm located on the west side of Columbus. This net meets each Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. local time on this frequency with a backup repeater frequency of 444.275 megahertz. The purpose of this net is to conduct Franklin County area's business and to discuss amateur radio topics related to public service and emergency communications. One evening each month, we hold an in-person meeting. Unfortunately, because of the COVID situation, the in-person meetings have been canceled and are doing radio nets instead. The next in-person on-air meeting will be held on Wednesday, October 14th at 7:30 p.m. When we have in-person meetings again, they will be held at the Franklin County Office of Emergency Management and Homeland Security, located at 5300 Strawberry Farms Boulevard, Northeast Columbus. Again, because of the COVID situation, the in-person meetings are on air, and the next meeting is 7:30 p.m. on October 14th. Calling the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. All licensed amateur radio operators are welcome and encouraged to check in. When checking in, please provide your call sign clearly and phonetically. Please also provide your name. A PL tone of 94.8 Hz is required to access this repeater system. At this time, I will take check-ins from any stations having either emergency or priority traffic for the net. Please call N8VJF. With no emergency or priority traffic for the net, I will now take check-ins from any stations having either Franklin County area's business and or announcements or ARRL bulletins for this evening's net. Please call N8VJF.
Kilo Delta 8, India Bravo, Kevin.
Acknowledges KD8IIB Kevin with an announcement. Any other stations with announcements for this evening's net? I will now take check-ins using quadrants divided by Interstate 70 and Interstate 71. Please call in groups of three to four at a time. I will start with the northeast quadrant, stations north of I-70 and east of I-71. Please call.
Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Yankee for Pop. Bob.
November Alpha 8, Lima, NA8L, Terry.
Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Tango, Papa, John.
There was a double there on the first check-in. I believe I heard N8YMTJ, and then Bob, repeat your call sign, please.
This
Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Yankee Papa, Bob.
Thank you, Bob. That also acknowledges NA8L, Terry, and KD8RTP, John. Any other stations in the Northeast Quadrant? Last call for stations in the Northeast Quadrant. To the Southeast Quadrant, stationed south of I-70 and east of I-71. Please call NHVJF.
Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Yankee Tango, KD8SYT, Lynn.
Kilo Bravo 8, Yankee Victor India, KD8YVI, Phil.
Kilo Echo 8, Oscar Oscar Sierra, KE8OOS, Leo.
This is Alpha Bravo 8, Mike Whiskey, AB8MW, Mike.
Kilo Bravo 8, Charlie, Mike Whiskey, KB8CMW, Paul.
Good evening to KD8SYT Lynn, KB8YVI Phil, KE8OOS Leo, AB8MW Mike, and KB8CMW Paul. Any other stations in the Southeast Quadrant? Was that W8SGM? You were broken into the repeater. Mike, please try one more time if you can boost your power or move location.
Sierra Golf Mike, W8STM.
100% copy at that time, Mike. Thank you. A last call for stations in the Southeast Quadrant.
Good evening, NABJF from KD8GUJ.
Good evening, Bill, KD8GUJ. Thank you for checking in. At this time, I will move to the Southwest Quadrant, stations south of I-70 and west of I-71.
Whiskey 8, Romeo, Whiskey Romeo, Bob, W8RWR.
Kilo Delta 8, Whiskey, Quebec, Yankee, KD8WQY, Denny.
That acknowledges W8RWR, Bob, and KD8WQY, Denny. Any other stations in the Southwest Quadrant?
This is Kilo Delta 8, Hotel Victor X-Ray, KD8HVX, Jim.
Good evening to KD8HVX, Jim. Last call for stations in the Southwest Quadrant. I will now take check-ins in the northwest quadrant, stations north of I-70 and west of I-71. Please call N8VJF.
Number 8, Oscar Uniform, Papa, KE8OUP, Richard Parker.
Whiskey 8, Romeo Victor, W8RV. Name is Ken.
Kilo Juliet 8, Alpha Mike, KG8AM. Name is Kevin.
November 8, Sierra Echo Yankee, M8SEY, Sharon.
KNW.
Nat, hold for a second. Good evening to KD8OUP Parker, W8RV Ken, KJ8AM Kevin, N8SCY Sharon, and KE8ANW Brian. There was a station that doubled with N8SCY, the other station. Please go ahead. All right, second call for the northwest quadrant. Please call N8VJF.
Kilo Delta 8 Whiskey Quebec Tango KD8WQT Jack.
Kilo 8 Oscar Victor Papa Frank.
Kilo 8 Alpha Bravo X-ray Andre.
Net acknowledges KD8WQT Jack, K8OVP Frank, and Andre. Please confirm your call sign. I have Kilo 8 Alpha Bravo X-ray. Is that correct?
That is correct. K8PBX.
Thank you very much. One last call for the Northwest Squadron.
Go ahead and make sure you've got checked. My whole crew kept checked in. KBYQS, KEHJOE, KEHGRL. Yeah, don't count Chris. She's not near radio. KBYQS.
Okay, KB8YQS, Josh, KEHJOE, Joseph, and Cynthia's call sign again, please.
Kilo Echo 8, Golf, Romeo, Lima, KEA Girl.
All right, thank you very much. This is N8VJF, Net Control for the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. Now calling any stations inside or outside of Franklin County, wishing to check in to the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. Please call N8VJF. You do not need to be a member of the Franklin County Aries to participate.
KE8HZZ, Kilo Echo 8, Hotel Zulu Zulu, Ken in Fairfield County.
Foxtrot, KD8OZF, Mike, Delaware County. Now technology is KE8HZZ, Ken, and KD8OZF, Mike. Thank you for checking in this evening. Any other stations inside or outside of Franklin County? At this time, I will go back to those stations having Franklin County Aries announcements. I will begin with Kevin, KD8IIB. Go ahead.
Okay, Mark. Just my usual weekly reminder of the upcoming NETS. As Mark mentioned, October 14th, next Wednesday, will be our on-air in-person meeting. I realize it's not the third Wednesday of the month. It's only the second. And that's because I made up the schedule way back in January when Marathon was still planned, and we usually have the in-person meeting the Wednesday before the marathon, and there's no marathon this year, but I left the in-person meeting as is. And therefore, October 21st, usually after the marathon, KA8RLC takes the net, so he's still taking it the 21st. The 28th will be KB8Y2S, Josh. November 4th, KE8ANW, Brian. And I have openings for November 11th and November 25th, if anybody on the air tonight would like those. If not, we still have plenty of time to recruit. KD8IIB.
10-8-1-G.
Yeah, go ahead, Jay.
I'll attempt the 25th.
Okay, got you down for the 25th, Jay. The only thing I got open now for November is the 11th.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Any other questions for Kevin regarding the upcoming NETS? Any other stations with announcements for this evening's net? At this time, I will take check-ins from any stations which may have been missed earlier. Please call N8VHJF. An event to recap. Last weekend was the SET simulated emergency training exercise. Kevin, would you like to give a summary of that event?
Oh, I don't know. There's quite a few people on here that were participated. I know Bob, let's see, Leo, I heard on there, Mike, of course. But anyway, generally, things went, I'll say so-so. A lot of messages did get delivered. There was a lot of practice. There's a lot to be learned and a lot to practice. I know some messages in our group, anyway, I got three times. But it was good practice. It was definitely interesting. I did monitor both the traffic net and a couple other frequencies, so it got a little crazy at times, but I did send out an email to everybody that had registered an ARES Connect letting them know that we were on 275, but we only ended up having about five people that ended up participating. Many thanks to AB8MW, who did a lot of the relaying of messages for us. Anyway, that's about all I've got for right now. If anybody else wants to say something, call for it. KD8IMB.
KBYQS, am I transmitting on the right repeater?
Yes, you are. Go ahead, Josh.
All right, I just wanted to say it was a fun event. Even though while I was on, I was not, quote-unquote, activated. Apparently, if you plan on wanting to do some of the traffic, make sure to sign up for a later shift during the event. They had some scouts participate, and they had a blast. So it was a scout program tied in with the... it was a fun opportunity, so I want to say thank you, Kevin, and everybody for putting it on our aspect, even though, you know, we may have not gotten much action, at least in the early hours. It was still a fun event. KBYQS.
Thank you, Josh, for your comments. Any other comments about the set exercise?
Kilo Echo 8, Oscar Oscar Sierra.
OOS, please go ahead.
Oh, good evening. I agree. It was highly educational. I'm a new ham and less than 5 months, and at first I started getting some messages, and I was getting nervous. I'm like, oh, my gosh, what do I do with these? And then it just clicked. It was like, okay, I've got somebody above me. I need to send these up. What I appreciated was learning the importance of having various modes. I was operating in digital, HF Winlink, and then VHF on multiple nets. And I had... my DMR ready, but you know, we weren't using this for this event. So it really showed me the importance of having multiple ways of communicating. And that's some of the breakdowns I saw. I know we're doing a wrap-up tomorrow meeting about it as well, but it was very, very educational. So it really opened your eyes up to how it really happened. This is K8OS.
Thank you very much for the comments, and glad you were able to participate. Any other comments regarding the set exercise?
IIB again.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, since Josh mentioned the scouts, I will add a little bit on that. I was able to get them into one of the... well, let me explain. Since we were not doing anything in person, when you, quote, went to a site, it was actually a Google Meet room. And I was able to get three of the scouts that Josh, I was able to get them into one of those Google Meets with Dr. K, and then Dr. Griffin ended up in there. And Dr. K did a fantastic job explaining them to them, and then they asked a lot of questions about amateur radio, and he kind of referred that over to me. So I think we have three scouts that might be looking at going for their amateur radio license, but it was a wonderful opportunity for them, and they did seem to enjoy it, and Josh seemed to confirm that. So I'm glad they got in there, and Dr. K did a really great job of teaching them some stuff, too. KD8IIB.
Very good. Sounds like it was a great event, and looking forward to having some new hams to mentor in the near future. This is N8VHAF, net control for the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Wednesday, or Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. Are there any other stations having any additional business and or discussion topics for this evening's net? Please call N8VHAF. I will now take a final round of check-ins for the Franklin County Aries Wednesday Night Net. Please call N8VHAF. reminder, if you have not already, please register in Aries Connect, or if already registered and needing to sign up for events, Wednesday Night Nets, or our in-person meetings, please do so at https://arrl.volunteerhub.com/lp/oh. This link is also available on our website, franklincountyohioaries.org. With no further business or check-ins, I am now closing this session of the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. Thank you to those who have brought announcements and bulletins, and thank you to those who have volunteered for public safety or public service events. This is N8VJF returning the repeater over to normal amateur operation. This is N8VJF signing clear. Good evening and 7-3.
And for those on the net that are in ARES Connect, which you are hopefully, that would be 26 minutes, so it would be 0.5 hours. And Mark, I got 29.